It's a Monday morning edition of Reedy's Mail. Brent Reed from The Australian, the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together. Liam Flanagan here. Reedy, a weekend is a long time in the NRL, and I'm looking forward to your mail for your Monday morning edition. Let's start with by far the weirdest thing that happened over the weekend, the Lachie Lewis-Cody Walker incident from yesterday's game.
Yeah, it was bizarre, wasn't it? Bizarre end of the half. And obviously, Lachie Lewis spent 10 minutes in the Symbion as a result. And everyone's wondering why, what happened, what exploded there. I can tell you, if you watch the footage, in the last play of that half, Cody Walker ends with the ball, right? He gets tackled with the ball by Nick Meaney. Now, if you remember, Cody Walker and Nick Meaney have history. Earlier this year, Cody dropped a bit of a forearm on the back of Nick Meaney's head. It caused all sorts of angst. So there's a bit of history there between those two. And what I'm told is there was a little bit of niggle in that incident right at the end of the half. You can't really, it's hard to see because there's a lot of players around the ball and a lot of activity going on. But apparently when they got to their feet, Lachie Lewis had a few things to say in defence of Nick Meaney, and it escalated from there. Obviously, Cody fired back. Cody's a bit of a prickly customer at times on the field. Lewis has got a bit of a lip about him, and he was defending his teammate, and that exploded into that crazy incident we saw on the strike at halftime. So there's a bit of history to this.
Can you explain the referees under the rules, how he sent him to the sin bin? What was the justification? Because as Trent Barrett said, he didn't hit him.
Well, he didn't, but I mean, you know, there's certain things you can't do in a footy field, and just grabbing some bloke and throwing him to the ground, ragdolling, is probably not kosher, particularly if they don't have the ball. So,
okay.
Yeah, there's unsportsmanlike conduct, all those sort of things. But obviously that Meaney Walker incident from, I think it was around four this year, it's a long time ago now, that's carried on for a long, what are we in round 18, 19 now? So that's 4 months ago. But there's still some bad blood towards Cody Walker from the Bulldogs. So sadly, we won't see him in the finals this year, those two sides. But I'm sure we'll see them go at it again next year at some point.
A new rivalry building in the NRL world. I
That's
like it.
It's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
now, let's talk about some players off contract, some player movement stuff. The big name still is Dale Finucane and the Melbourne Storm forward. Much in demand. Where's does it look like? Where's he at?
Well, it's going to be decided this week, Dale. I expect by Friday, if not on Friday, that we'll have a decision out of Dale Finucane. You said there's a lot of clubs in for Dale Finucane at the moment. Probably at the top of the list, you've got the Gold Coast, you've got Newcastle and North Queensland. They're looking at 3 years potentially for Dale. The clubs that, you know, initially wanted 4 years. Some clubs came with 2 years. They've arrived at three. And I think, you know, they're three probably at the top of the list. Along with the Dragons. They're the clubs that are really in the mix for Dale Finucane at the moment. So they will have a resolution by Friday. If not, it may actually happen on Friday. So we'll have a result this week on Dale Finucane. He's got a big decision to make. He's in demand, as he should be, because he's one of the best players in the game, one of the best blokes in the game. And they'll finally be put out of their misery this week, those clubs.
There were reports earlier in the year, in the early rounds of this season, that there was a wage somewhere in the vicinity of $800 being asked for his manager. Is that what we expect to see as a deal?
No, I think that's dropped from there as well, Liam. I think that was the initial 4 years, 3.2, I think, was the initial asking price. Now, obviously, they've reduced the time frame on that down to 3 years. They're willing to accept 3 years now, and I think there's been a slight drop in the money. He'll still get a really good deal, Dale, because he's an Origin player and he's a leader, and part of the reason these clubs want him is because he can be a real leader around the club and around the playing group, and there's a premium for that. But, look, he won't get 800, but he'll go pretty good, Dale. He won't be singing for his supper, put it that way.
All right, we'll keep an eye on Dale Finucane, expecting to see a decision for him on where he plays next by this Friday. The other forward who... he's not off contract, he's unemployed because he has his contract torn up by the St. George Illawarra Dragons off the back of the house party that breached the COVID protocols. Paul Vaughan, we know the Bulldogs are interested. Is that a done deal yet?
I think it's really, really close. I wouldn't surprise me if there's an announcement this week on Paul Vaughan with the Bulldogs. You know, I think it's a one-horse race, this one. It's the Bulldogs or bust. They're very keen to get him over the line. You know, Phil Gould's there now. Phil Gould's aware of it. And he's on top of it, and I think this will be announced imminently. I don't think it's far away.
All right, so the Bulldogs taking a chance on Paul Vaughan and an opportunity for Paul Vaughan to rebuild his brand. A young man we saw over the weekend, he just played his second game, made his debut the week prior against Manly for the Canberra Raiders at fullback. Xavier Savage, didn't he light them up on the weekend?
Oof. Another great Queenslander. Look, he's a really interesting story, Xavier Savage, because 2 weeks ago he signed a contract extension at Canberra. But you know what? In the couple of weeks before that, or the month or so before that, he was actually being offered around the NRL. A couple of clubs, I know Melbourne were asked about him. They're well stocked at fullback. I'm told Brisbane were asked about him.
Don't tell people that Brisbane have turned Xavier Savage down.
They could desperately do with a fullback, the Broncos. They've got a kid named Selwyn Cobbo in their system who's a good young footballer, a bit like Xavier Savage, but apparently he was also offered the Broncos. Now, he obviously ended up signing a new deal in Canberra, and geez, they've got a good one in their hands, the Raiders. He's a belter.
Now, Reedy, the research on young Xavier Savage says that he was the under-17 100-metre state champion Queensland.
Wow.
He was also the 200-metre state champion and the long jump champion. So he's a bona fide athlete. My question for you, Brent Reed, is what did you dominate back at the high school sports days?
High school sports days? Tic-tac-toe champion or something? No. I don't know. Hey, you've seen me, Liam. I was never going to make it in the high jump, was I? Let's be honest.
But you didn't have quick feet.
I'm a bit short-legged and stubby to be a sprinter. I was more of a distance man, you know?
Yeah, right.
But I had a threshold, right? If it was beyond 4 or 5 Ks, forget about it. I couldn't be bothered running any further.
You were covering that. You're editor of the school newspaper.
I don't think we had a school newspaper in Goodna. Blimey, we could barely afford paper.
All right, Brent Reed, your Monday edition of Reedy's Mail. Beautiful as always, but we'll see you Thursday on the Rush Hour. And I believe you're looking to lock down a pretty big player movement story for us by Thursday.
Yeah, it could be something happening. Dragons fans.
Oh, Dragons fans. There you go. Tune in. Make sure you don't miss Reedy on Thursday on the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Reedy's Mail for you Monday. Outstanding work, Reedy. We'll see you Thursday.
Cool, man.